All right, it's a good morning and welcome to the Unpacking. This is, of course, the second edition of this week. We are in the third week of August. So this is the beginning, the end of the... We are finishing... In the third week, it's finishing by the 22nd, and then the 22nd, we get into the last week. So, and welcome to Unpacking. Of course, yesterday you were in with Dwight. Yeah, I think you were talking about the abattoir in Katima. That is, of course, facing a bit of a problem being in the Zambezi Meat Corporation. It seems to be problematic in terms of them, you know, reaching all, you know, the required compliances. And today we are in. We are in and on at the same time. And we'll look at stories that are very important, stories that are of economic, you know, significance. Stories of economic significance. So, and one of these stories is this one that is written by Kanjengo. Yes, he has changed the name now. He's Ngino Menma Vali Hangala. This guy is like a hyena. He has a lot of names. He has now changed into, the other time he was Ngino Menma Erastus. And now he's Ngino Menma Hangala. We don't know what he's going to become again. Anyway. He's not the only one. They're having a lot of names. But it's a good morning, very, very good morning once again. And, you know, when I heard on Sunday that, no, look, there'll be Dwight on the studio, I said, okay. Then I will take time to, you know, fix my machine, and also, you know, get papers so that I can get for you this story. I am going to both read this story, and we are going to analyze it, but I just summarized it. So if you want to go deeper and hear what he said from in depth, you need to get yourself a copy. You can still get yourself a copy, or you can still refer to yesterday's story. I think yesterday's paper is out. You can still request to be sent. You can still request for it to be sent to you if you didn't get it, or if you haven't received, you know, one, you can still receive a copy. Just send a message to 081-200-4144, 081-200-4144. They'll be able to send you a copy of this paper for yesterday. So this is Unpacking, the day of the 18th of August. This day is very important. I don't want to say much, but this day is very important in my life. The 18th of August, of course, is very important in the history of my life, but let me not mention names. Now, Bank of Namibia questioned, Bank of Namibia is questioned on the cost of the peg to the rand. So the Namibian economy continues, as the Namibian economy, you know, as the Namibian economy continues to struggle to deliver quality growth, business remains low, and business communities engage the central bank and monetary, you know, committee on the cost of Namibian, you know, currency being pegged to South Africa. The question on the cost of the peg to, you know, to the Namibian dollar, or the question on the peg, you know, the question, let me find it again. Okay. The question on the cost of the peg to the Namibian economy keeps coming under scrutiny from business community. From the business community and households as borrowing, as borrowing and monetary policy as a tool are not felt by many beyond the monthly installment increases. So this question comes all the time, because businesses, especially small businesses, and then the people in the households, who are mostly borrowing money every day to just make it. So this policy of pegging Namibian economy to the South African economy as a tool is not felt by many beyond monthly installment increases. So the impact of the stability of Namibian dollar, as well as the impact of the stability of Namibian economy as a result of it being pegged to a South African rand and economy, is not felt by households especially. So the Bank of Namibia can talk about the benefits and the security and stability offered by, you know, the Namibian dollar being pegged to the South African rand, as well as the Namibian economy being attached to the South African economy. Bank of Namibia can talk about the benefits, but people on the ground who are even borrowing money to buy food, they don't feel that positive impact. They don't feel that security. And this is due to the fact that the central bank, you know, keeps prioritizing along with the price stability, maintaining the peg as one of the main primary objective. So there's the monetary policy, or one of the objectives in monetary policy decisions. So they are saying here that the Namibian economy or the bank of the central bank, their priority is not to grow the economy. Their priority is to make sure that so they are paying for the peg. When we are looking at the cost, the most business people are asking, how much is it to keep, you know, attached to a South African rand? How much is Namibia paying? Is what Namibia paying worth it? Are we able to detach ourselves from the South African dollar, I mean the rand, and then continue to survive? Most of you have been talking about this, that why are we still connected to the rand after 36 years of independence? Why? The answer, we will find it. The answer is still ahead. The answer is still ahead. And do you remember that the Namibian dollar at some point used to buy in South Africa? And that was discontinued around 2007. Around 2007, it was discontinued. The Namibian dollar could no longer buy in South Africa. And by 2007, that was the former Minister of Mines and Energy, Toma Luendo, who was the governor of Bank of Namibia. He came to visit at our school in a GT. That time I was in GT. And I asked him that question. Why is the South African dollar not, why is Namibian dollar not buying in South Africa when we are using the South African rand? And he answered the question, and we are going to deal with it, with the answer later. So the story says that Bank of Namibia, or the story says that households do not feel the positive impact of the linkage or the attachment of the Namibian dollar to the South African rand. Because when we are talking about the peg, maybe the word peg is new. Let me use a simpler word. The attachment or the linkage, when the Namibian dollar is linked to a South African rand, that is not felt by households, because they don't have anything else beyond a monthly installment increases. They don't have anything yet. They don't have anything, you know, anything to hope for beyond that. So when, even if you are talking about economic growth, that is the economy that has grown with 3.5%, the Namibian economy has grown with 4.5%, that is not felt by a household, somebody who is in Okangwati, or somebody who is in Ochechekwa, even somebody who is in Windhoek, whether it's in Komasdal or whatever, is not feeling the impact or the positive impact of the growth of the economy. There is nothing they can hope for beyond their monthly installments, which keep increasing. And apparently this is due to the fact that the central bank keeps prioritizing you know, along with price stability, maintaining the peg is one of the primary objectives in monetary policy decision, which means the central bank would rather choose to, you know, to prioritize the linking of the Namibian dollar or the continuity of the Namibian dollar being linked to the South African rand as a priority over stabilizing pricing as a monetary, you know, policy decision. Now, supporting the economic growth is a secondary objective. And last week, a veteran business leader and Namibia Chamber of Commerce president, that is now Vetumbwavi Mungunda, he asked the central bank, you know, president and the monetary policy committee about the cost of the currency peg during the monetary policy dialogue. That is, of course, last week. It was held from the 11th to the 13th. Mungunda also asked if the peg arrangement is the only option available for ensuring price stability, saying that the country needs to understand the cost of the peg in the long run. So, the central bank governor, Epson Wanguta, then in his response, here's what I'm interested in. So I just summarized some of his response, but you can go and read, you know, you can go and read deeply in the paper. I just summarized his response here, and I'm just going to take it a bit by bit so that you understand, because every word is very important. So Mungunda asked the central bank president and the monetary policy committee about the cost of the currency peg during the monitoring policy dialogue last week. And he also asked if the peg arrangement is the only option available for ensuring price stability, saying that the country needs to understand the cost of the peg in the long run. Now, here's what the central bank governor Epson Wanguta, in his response, said. Now, he explained that they are fixated with the peg as a public, he's saying that they are not as fixated with the peg as the public might think or as the public thinks. However, being pegged to the rand is the arrangement that the country has chosen to stabilize the price. And then he said, and then there is what we call controlled inflation in brackets. At this point in time, Mr. Epson Wanguta says, this is what the country has considered appropriate. you know, to continue pegging South African, Namibian dollar to the South African rand is what the government deems appropriate at this given point in time. Which means this is the only viable way, only logical approach, or economically logical approach. He added that inflation is one of the greatest evils that the country needs, or this inflation is one of the greatest evils that need to be fought at all times. Then he continues, when prices rise, they do not want to revert, which means they don't all the time come down. They don't go back to normal. That is why we say prices are sticky. This is his word, end of quote. Wanguta stated that it will be difficult to assess the cost of it is difficult to assess the cost of alternative arrangements. However, he used the exchange rate under different regimes to answer the cost of the pegging. This is a very interesting story. He highlighted that alternatives for leaving the peg is to float the Namibian, to float the Namibian dollar, making the exchange rate flexible. He said if they float the currency, its exchange rate will be changing every day in line with the demands and making economic predictions difficult. This is going to be like, you know, the Ugandan shilling. That is, today the inflation is 1,000. When exchange rate becomes too volatile, planning becomes very difficult for businesses. End of quote. He explained that he also added that volatile exchange rates can differ between when businesses order their goods and at delivery, which will make business operations difficult. Then he said, quote, it becomes an unhealthy environment to do business. End of quote. So, now, if the Namibian dollar removes itself from the South African dollar, it will face a lot of uncertainties, one of which is inflation. And it will suffer because Namibia is a macro economy. The economy of Namibia is not advanced. So there is nothing that we don't have industrial capacity. But there is a way Botswana did it. How did Botswana do it? How did the puller become strong? That's another question that we need to also ask ourselves. How did the puller become strong? Now, Wanguta noted that to stabilize exchange rate or to make it more predictable is only possible when the country has foreign reserves muscles. When you pretend you have the muscles, when your reserves are only able to cover 3 months, the businesses when you want to pretend that you have reserve muscles, when you only have 3 months of that, or it is only able to cover, 3 months, then it becomes difficult for businesses when there are no reserves. Because after 3 months, your reserves are gone. And then you are at the mercy of whatever happens. But how did Botswana do it? Because Botswana, at some point, was linked to the puller to the pound, and then delinked it. And the puller is one of the strongest currency here in SADC. How did it remain strong? If Botswana, Botswana economy is mostly driven by diamond. So at the macro level, the governor also indicated that the country's trade is not showing any signs for any alternative exchange regime to be explored by the central bank. This is what you are talking about. So there is no other alternative. We just have to continue linked to a South African rand. Looking at the trade traction, we still feel that the current peg arrangement is still the most appropriate exchange arrangement. This is what the central bank governor is saying. Then he also noted that if the country builds its reserves enough to cover for at least 20 months of imports, particularly with the prospect of oil, production and other activities, the discussion will be different. So the discussions will be different. The Monetary Policy MPC met on the 10th to the 11th of August to decide on the appropriate policy stance for the next 2 months. Okay, that was a story of the, the questions that is always posed to, Bank of Namibia on the issue of the peg, the Namibian dollar. The Namibian dollar being pegged to the South African rand. Now, like I said, in 2007, I asked Bank of Namibia then governor, Tom Albendo. I asked him a question. He said, why? I said, why? Because that time it was announced in the newspaper that the Namibian dollar will no longer be buying in South Africa. You are no longer going to use the Namibian dollar to purchase goods in South Africa. And when he visited the school, I asked him that question, why? Why do we have to buy using the South African rand? We must also, South African rand must also buy, not buy here. His response on my question was harsh. Anyway, but he provided the answer. That is what was important. I remember Mr. Tom Albendo very well. He was very harsh on me that day. Because I asked him that question. And in fact, when I asked that question, and when I said back, my schoolmates or the people started clapping hands, you know, and the Dr. Tom Albendo then said, what is so significant about this guy that when he speaks, you guys clap your hands? What's so special about him? I remember very well that he was very antagonistic. I don't know what was the issue. But he provided the answer that the answer was, when you buy something in South Africa using a Namibian dollar, the Namibian dollar in South Africa, since it is not in demand, or it's not on demand, it will just go back and the central bank will just have it. And then, if it is a million Namibian dollar, the central bank in South Africa will be forced to send the Namibian dollar back. Because it is not on demand. It's not on the use in South Africa. So they'll be forced to send it back. And apparently doing so, you make a loss as a country. I don't know how that works because I'm not an economist. I didn't do economics. So I don't know how you make a loss, but that is what he said, that South Africa will be forced to take back the money to Namibia. And then Namibia will owe South Africa. So Namibia will owe South Africa because of that. Their money is returned because their money is not in, their currency is not on demand. For example, maybe if Namibia had some oil and other industrial capacities or activities, the Namibian dollar might be wanted. So then it was going to be easy for a Namibian to buy in South Africa because the currency is wanted or is on demand. So South Africa will then retain this money, and then Namibia will owe South Africa. So to avoid that, Namibia and South Africa agreed that the Namibian dollar should no longer buy in South Africa. Because how many people go to South Africa, for example, from Namibia? Quite a few. And they will not even spend $1 billion in South Africa. You know, so they will not spend $1 billion in South Africa to say, no, we need the Namibian currency because we have a lot of Namibians that are coming here, and then we can always, the Namibian dollar can buy here. So he explained that. I am not remembering, I cannot recall 100%, his answer in verbatim, but that was the answer that he provided. He did not even want to answer my question that day. I don't know what was going on. Really, my first impression with the Bank of Namibia governor that day was I don't know what was going on. Really, I remember. I think it was around February 2007. Yeah, somewhere there, when Dr. Toma Luendo came in our hall, and I was one of the people that were asking questions. So, I asked a very pertinent question, that is what led the people to even clap their hands. But, you know, the governor then said, "What is so significant about this guy that you even clap your hands? What's so special about him?" I remember those words. So, but he provided the answer anyway. That's what is important. When we look at South Africa as an advanced economy, their rand is more on demand than the Namibian dollar. And given the fact that our Namibian dollar, our economy is not even, you know, growing, it's not even showing signs that we are able to stand on our own and, you know, remove our currency from South Africa. Because if we do that, our own currency will be worse than the Angolan currency. You know how we used to laugh at the Zambian kwacha? That you go to Zambia with a 500 Namibian dollar. So that becomes 50 million or so. 500 million kwacha. Because, like just to buy a fat cake in Zambia those days, you use something like 1.5. They call it one pin. You know, pin is 1,000. One pin, that's 1,000. So 500 kwacha maybe is a bubble gum that you buy with a 500 kwacha. The Zambian kwacha started to become stable around 2012 with rupiah banda. Most of you are boasting to say Hichilema is the one that stabilized the kwacha. No, it's not true. Hichilema did not stabilize the kwacha. Hichilema, when he came, he found the kwacha already stable. Maybe he did one or two things, but he's not the one to whom this credit should be due as far as, you know, the kwacha stabilization is concerned. Because the kwacha started being stable around 2012 with rupiah banda, and then he continued with Michael Sata, and then Edgar Lungu. By the time Lungu came to power, we used to exchange a $100 to 65 100 kwacha to 65 Namibian dollars. So, that is how, in fact, at some point, even before Hichilema came, at some point the Zambian kwacha was stronger than the Namibian dollar. At some point. So I'm from the border. I know very well, because, you know, with us crossing into Zambia is like going to Chequers or going to Van Hill here. So it's very near. So it's not Hichilema that did that. Hichilema maybe came to finish off or to improve. But the people that should receive credit are the late Rupia Banda and the late Michael Sata. Those are the people that really did a great job as far as the Kwacha stabilization is concerned. Now, if we remove our dollar from South African rand, if we de-link it from it, we will suffer, because we will not know, we will not be able to predict. Today the inflation is at 100, tomorrow and the inflation is lower, then you can't do planning. You know, you can't do planning. It was like that in Uganda, where you wake up, tomorrow the inflation is very high. Like there was a time when Uganda and Tanzania reached a 1,000% inflation. Now, I don't know the impact, the economic impact of a 1,000%. I wish Kanjengo or Dwight were here to just explain to you what that will really mean. But from the little knowledge that I have, you know, once inflation reaches a 1,000, that means that your currency is useless, completely useless. It is worthless. Completely worthless. It cannot even come to say in competition. I mean, you can't even exchange it with anything. It's a useless currency. Once it is reached at that point of 1,000% and beyond, then that means that your currency is useless. Let's go for a short break, and then we will return to continue. Don't forget that you can also come through to A of Views. Should we de-link our Namibian dollar from South Africa?
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right. It is 10 minutes to 7. That's the time here. Now, should we de-link the Namibian dollar and stay on our own and then learn to navigate it through, or will we crash completely and instantly die as an economy? Because we can say, well, Zambia and others, Zambia did not link their culture to anyone. Well, Zambia went through the hard way. Zambia went through the hard way. There was a time when the Zambian Kwacha was worthless, useless. Because I remember when one of my uncles who died, they sold the house, his house, so that his children can share the money. I don't know how much that money was. I think it was maybe 10 million. Was it 20 million or 40 million? Kwacha. I don't know what it was in our Namibian dollar. But in the Zambian kwacha, it was in millions, if not billions. So, because the Zambian kwacha was worthless. And whatever they did to bring it back and make it stronger deserves credit. Really. Deserves an applause. So, are we able to do that as Namibian, as a Namibian economy? Are we able to say that, okay, we are disconnecting from the rand completely? And some people are saying, why did we even opt to have a Namibian dollar? I remember the Namibian dollar, when it first started, it was being introduced. That was around April 1993. I remember very well. Yes, I remember very well when the Namibian dollar was just introduced. That was in April 1993. When we started to hear about the Namibian dollar coming, there's a dollar coming, Namibian dollar. That you can even buy in with it, you can even use it to buy in South Africa. I still remember very well that in 1993, that's when the Namibian dollar was introduced. 1993 was a big year. Because that's a year we launched our military, our army and police. Integrated, you know, with both, you know, former, you know, planned combatant and former Kufut or SWATIF, you know, personnel. So, and in 1991, though I don't really know how strong the kwacha was before 1991, I cannot tell you that. But in 1991, apparently, when Chiruba took power, that's when the currency, the Zambian currency, apparently started, the Zambian economy started to, you know, to face hurdles. Well, that's political. It may not be correct. It may not be true. But that's a political analysis. Now, should Namibia not take advantage of multipolarity? How does the multipolar world, how does it come to shape Namibia's, you know, economy or economic stabilization and also increase the opportunity for Namibia to have more options as far as, you know, the empowering of the currency is concerned? Well, in 2023, at a big summit in South Africa, our president, Hage Geingob, by then, he shall continue rest in peace. He was also called to be invited to be part of BRICS. You know, the other countries joined BRICS. Including Iran. Now, there are many organizations. The Shanghai Cooperation, the ASEAN, you know, the Quad, and then AUKUS. A lot of organizations in the world. And a lot of bilateral friendship and agreements in the world. And the Bank of Namibia is saying that the current pegging, the current connection between Namibia dollar and South Africa rand is the only way available. It is the only option. It's the only way appropriate. And some people are saying, well, we could link our Namibian dollar to a yuan, to a Chinese yuan, or we could link our Namibian dollar to a US dollar or to British pound. But still the question is, still the question is, can Namibian dollar buy in that country? Because in South Africa, the Namibian dollar doesn't buy. Now, there was a similar agreement between Namibia and Angola, a similar bilateral agreement between Namibia and Angola, where Angolan kwanza was to be exchanged, that people could buy Namibia dollar Angola kwanza. Well, that was a disaster. That was a disaster because Angola ended up owing Namibia billions of dollars. Because the people were limited to say you can only exchange up to 3,000 per day. And the Angolans came, and they really needed money, Namibian dollar. So they started exceeding the given, the kept, and they started to exceed the cap. The given amount. And then at the end of the day, we started to hear that the Angolan government owns Namibia. That is when I understood Mr. Tom Alwendo's question. I mean, Mr. Tom Alwendo's answer. Short break, then we continue.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Kalu noka tutu kepena noka kwadika mbapila opo udidike.
Yo sina ngondo ni fendera yo mbonu ngo mbonu mbosho. Yo upo mono ngondo kwacha mono kwa fe mbadwe ka no yo. Mosimara amo mosimara shumbira asi ke pangelo asi penya no zo. Mona de na 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 ngiro pa no kwili fanga ndesi mo proga opo.
I fendera ye gumbo komvura nengo kandingo shokomvura. Nzono ohai ikombelewa, nzono ifendera. To fendere shashitorongi sehara, peha jerero. Yehara, omu ashikerero talivuro kumono okathiringa kukwatera pombele wanjia. Shoshu imaru wa mzono ohai ukirira kombelewa ushirongo.
Kala nakuendela pa mwono programa kusamosha, one mba ishivo. Kumanda afyo titano, kukujapon longo ngula, fiyo petata longo nambali.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right, so I cannot really remember the figure as to how much Angola owed Namibia. But Angola really owed Namibia in billions. It was not a joke. But Angola worked and Angola settled the amount. And that was the end of the Kwanza-Namibia dollar exchange at the border. That was the end. Because whoever came up with that idea was tactically correct, but strategically wrong. Because they did not consider the cost around that. Because when the Kwanza comes here, Namibia does not use the Kwanza. So the central bank will keep the money and count. According to the money that we have here, this is already billions, 1 or 3 billions or 5 billions. So we are taking back this Kwanza. We are sending it back to Angola. And then Angola will have to pay us. Yeah, Angola will have to pay us. And that's why Angola ended up paying billions. And did the exchange between the Kwanza and the Namibian dollar continue? No. It died instantly. It died the day Angola paid their last money. That is the day it died. So, as it stands, linking the dollar to South African rand is the only economic viable way to keep the economy stable. We don't have any other way. Or we can just say, okay, let's give up our own dollar. And then, you know, just maybe use South African rand. Or we use US dollar. Or British pound. Well, some people will say, no, that's our sovereignty. We cannot give it up. Okay? And say, this is our sovereignty. No, that's our sovereignty. We cannot give it up. Well, sometimes you need to choose between your stomach and your sovereignty. Which one do you choose? Your stomach or your sovereignty? You have to choose between your stomach and your sovereignty. Okay, so we leave the Bank of Namibia story and we get into this story. So Rundu this time is like the Katima of last year. Katima was playing a role in the news, was in the center of news last year, and this year we are talking about Rundu. So Rundu want to spend up to 100,000 for a smart city trip to Spain. So Rundu want to spend 100,000 for its mayor's trip to Spain for a smart city conference. And this sparked Rundu residents to stand up and come out and criticize the proposed 100,000 Namibian dollar for the trip for the mayor, Andreas Jikera, saying the money should instead be used to address the town's challenges. Jikera has been nominated to attend the 15th Smart City Expo World Congress in Spain, from the 3rd to the 5th of November. The proposal seen by the media says that the Congress is intended to expose Jikera to, this is where it becomes, you know, interesting, to expose Jikera to international best practices and innovative solutions and collaborations essential to building future-ready territories. Guys, the Rundu mayor, whose town could not account for, you know, 100 million dollar usage for the period of 7 years. This is a town council that could not account for their money. And now they actually want to send the mayor, to a smart city expo world conference in Spain, from the 3rd of October to the 5th of November. And the proposal says Congress is intended to expose so So, the proposal says that the Congress is intended to expose Mr. Jikerwa to international best practices, innovation solutions, and collaborations, building essential future readiness, you know, future readiness territories. What future readiness territories is the mayor of Rundu coming to construct? What innovation is he talking about? Or is the town council here talking about? What are those international best practices that they are talking about, and innovative solution and collaboration essential to building future ready territories? Is this not ChatGPT at best here? Is this not ChatGPT? Okay, so the criticism is not just coming from the residents, they are also coming from activists and so on. Now, Standing Committee on Public Accounts, this is the member of this, you know, department, John Lau Muton, says a smart city project for Rundu is not a priority. He describes it as a waste of resources. Now, resident activists say mayor should rather learn from towns like Oshakati instead of going, you know, to Barcelona. The mayor cannot even design a house. And he talks about going to Barcelona. This is one of the, one of the activists who is saying this. Okay, so we are going for a short break, then we come back and go deeper in this story. This story is very interesting. So please stay tuned, because I also want you to be part of the conversation.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye. My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right. So, yes, there was a bit of a problem. We are sorted now. So, you know, when you come to be a mayor, you feel like you know, most government officials feel like they are officials, you know. You want to be traveling because the issue of traveling in government, you hear that the other mayor went to Belarus and you also want to go. So the story does not really say who nominated the mayor. Was it an internal Rundu town council issue, or who really nominated the mayor for a smart city expo in Spain? Because Rundu is not even close to, it's not even better than Oshakati. So, Rundu is not even better than Oshakati, let alone we talk about smart city. What is so smart about, what is smart city, you know, to Rundu? When you have people in Kehemu and the other areas not having electricity and water. And you are going to use 100,000 or more to travel to Spain for a conference on smart city? This is what also Arma Samkoto, who is a shadow minister of urban and rural development, that is IPC now. I think even this one, John Lau Mouton, is also IPC member. So they are saying, you know, smart city is not a priority for Rundu. Rundu was supposed to say, let's take a trip to Swakopmund and listen, or let's invite people from Swakopmund to come to Rundu. Because as far as we are talking, as far as well-run municipalities, Swakopmund is topping the list when it comes to municipalities that are well run. Swakopmund is one of them. Rundu was supposed to say, let us call Swakopmund people, you know, let's call Swakopmund, or let's go to Swakopmund, and let's learn from Swakopmund, or let us learn from Oshakati. How did they do it? How are they doing it? How are they making it? Because they are just coming out of a crisis of not, you know, account, not be able to account for the money for the period of 7 years. Their audit and financial reports are not, you know, are not making sense to the Auditor General and also to the, you know, Parliamentary Standing Committee on Public Accounts. They have a crisis, an embarrassing crisis. Now they are coming out with one problem again, with to go to Spain for a Smart City Expo Congress. Okay? So it's Rundu was supposed to sit down and say, okay, we have 100,000. Let's bring water. Let's say we bring water to two taps of water, or maybe just do something as a good PR to cover up for the embarrassing, because the report on the report from the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Public Account is embarrassing for Rundu. And it was just last week. So Rundu was supposed to have come up with a PR, a good PR, you know, to just bury that embarrassment under. Now they are coming up with a mayor going to Spain. Again, they are showing the public that they don't know how to use the money, or they don't know what to prioritize. Because, you know, according to one resident is saying that when it comes to the public needing services, the Rundu Town Council will say they do not have money, but they have money to travel to Barcelona for a smart city, which is not even, which, you know, the Rundu is not even close to being smart. There is no town in Namibia here or city in Namibia that is close to being smart. We don't have train, you know, transport, you know, we don't have subway stations. We don't just have a lot. And then we are going to attend smart city conferences. For what? Even if we come out with, we come back with some of the things that we would have learned from that conference, we are coming to implement those things with what? You are not Spain. The country, the cities that are supposed to attend Smart City Expo Congress in Spain are cities like Tokyo, you know, cities like Beijing, cities like New York, or cities like Oslo, you know, cities like Zurich or Zurich, cities like Berlin, London, you know, those cities are the ones that are supposed to attend that, because that is the language they all speak. Not Rundu to leave Rundu to go to Barcelona, and you are going there for a smart city, when Rundu is not a smart city. It's like attending a marriage conference when you are single. So you are going to learn a marriage conference there to do what? Or maybe a married couple's retreat when you are single. You see? You, you attend a married couple's retreat when you are single. Or a man, you are going for Swapo Women's Council. You are a man. It's a women's council. So there are things that we are not supposed to be part of because those things are not yet at our level. Those things are not at our level. We don't have a smart city in Namibia. In fact, we don't have a budget for smart city in Namibia. Smart city, you need to invest around 500 billion for you to build a smart city, at least to come close to that. Those countries have been, investing in those in infrastructure for a long time. They are able to be smart, and they have been smart. We are not yet there. So whether it is the CEO of Rundu or it is the mayor of Rundu, once the mayor takes off in October 31st, to go to Spain, then that means that Rundu has failed to understand what prioritization is. If that happens, then that means Rundu has failed twice. Number one, they fail to account for the money. Number two,
what's not to love about USAVE's special mid-August combo? For just 219 Namibian dollars, you can get 5 bags of essential foods, 2.5 kilos of Champion Super Maize Meal, 5 kilos Bokomo Fit Cook Flour, 2 kilogram Nice Rice, 1 kilo selected Grande Pasta, and 2 kilograms Marathon Sugar. That's just 219 Namibian dollars for 5 bags of essential products. Yes, we all save at USAVE.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, so Rundu has already failed to account for the money. And then they are now going to fail when it comes to prioritizing the most important key needs of their residents over trips. If they go ahead with going to Spain, you see, I would really personally agree with Lau Muton, Arma Samkoto, and even the residents of Rundu, that Rundu Smart City Congress is like going to a couple's retreat when you are single. There are things that are going to dislocate you there that you are going to hear. If you're not supposed to hear. You are going to be dislocated mentally for going to a couple's retreat when you are single. Because there are chapters and closer that will be reached to, that will dislocate your mind. So, you are going for a women's retreat when you are a man? That's just equivalent to Rundu going for a smart city congress. When Rundu is not smart, there are things that the mayor will not even understand. You know, you are talking about, you know, countries that are already using 5G when you are having 2.4G, whether it's 3G or 4G, still. They're talking about fourth industrial revolution, artificial intelligence, how they are using it, how they are using automated, you know, systems in their city when you don't have such. And you come back as what? To come and do what? So that knowledge will be irrelevant to Rundu. Let me just read the purpose for the mayor to go there so that you understand what I'm talking about. Let me get the. I just want you to understand why the mayor is going there. Where is it? Okay. So, the proposal seen by the media says the Congress is intended to expose Mr. Gikerwa to international best practices. Listen, international. Guys, every word here is very important. To international best practices. Innovative solutions and collaborations essential to building future-ready territories. This is why I'm saying, I think this is ChatGPT. This is not coming from somebody's head. Or maybe somebody who is living in a spiritual Rundu. That maybe spiritually, Rundu is already a smart city. But the Rundu that we know, where we were having an issue of, you know, water, and somebody is living to go and learn or to go and be exposed to best international practices, the, you know, innovative solutions and collaborations essential to building future-ready territories? How are you future-ready as Rundu when your citizens don't have the basics? So, how do you become future ready when, you know, ready, essential to building future ready territories? Somebody say the mayor does not even know how to design a house. How does he jump to go to, you know, Smart City Congress? Some people will say, well, jail us down. Could be the mayor knows something. Well, I think for me, if I was the mayor or CEO or one of the, or chairperson of, how do they call? There is a committee in the town council. I forgot it's how they call it. You know, if I was a town council official, we would come to say, look, we are just coming out of an embarrassment of the highest order where everyone else was reading, to the point that members of parliament are saying that the Rundu or Kavango, you know, regional council or Rundu town council cannot be trusted. This is coming from the mouth of a parliamentarian, for that matter, for God's sake, or for wine's sake. This is coming from them. It's coming out of the mouth of a parliamentarian saying that the Rundu cannot be trusted. The public will find it difficult to trust the Rundu town council if they cannot account for the money used in 7 years. Since 2018, and the 2018 report was submitted in 2024. What was submitted in 2025, I think it will be the 2019, and this time, maybe we are talking about 2020. This is a town council whose mayor want to go and attend a congress on smart city, where they are going to be talking about automation, they are talking about machine learning and all that. This is the land we are living in. This is the land we are living in. So Ondangwa is also under fire. They are also being questioned. I'm not interested in going after town councils, but the Rundu one is interesting one. You want to go and learn how to swim when you are living in the mountains without a river, so that you can come and swim away. You can come and swim to dive in rocks. You see, some of the things that we do as officials, I don't know. Some of the things that we do as officials are not really of national interest. They are not of residential interest. We were supposed to take that car 100,000 and say, Rundu Town Council has installed water, prepaid system to houses in Kehemu to a tune of 100,000. At least that car PR to bury the embarrassment we just went through. Do you officials in Irundu know how much it costs to be embarrassed by a parliamentary standing committee? That is government. It's one leg of the government coming to you and tell you they cannot trust you. And you still continue making blunders. Or even living, I think Rundu must go to Oshagati. Rundu Town Council must go to Oshagati, must go to Swakopmundi. Identify even Tsumeb, or identify municipalities that are running well. Go and make a conference there and listen to them. Then learn from them and come and implement that in your town council. You will never come and implement the Barcelona Congress, the World Expo on Smart City in Rundu, because that information will be irrelevant. Rundu is nowhere to be found on the Smart City food chain. Doesn't exist. No city in Namibia exists. In Windhoek here, we don't even have, fast trains that I can ride from Achamuse to Klein Windhoek. We don't have that. So, we don't have that. Even the municipal bus or bus system that we have is the municipal bus are still, these buses are not even smart. They are from since 19 Lungomnoko. That's how old these buses are. 19 Lungomnoko buses. They are the ones that are transporting us here. So, and you want to live, you want to live here and go and attend a Smart City Congress so that you come and do what? So we need to put our priorities very orderly so that we know if we get 100,000 now, what are we going to do with that 100,000? Maybe let's put prepaid electricity boxes to two houses or three, four, five. And then we make it a big media thing. Because we were just embarrassed by the parliamentary standing committee on public accounts. They embarrassed us and they told everyone that we can never be trusted. In fact, they said we are disorganized. We are irresponsible. This is what is coming from Parliament to Rundu. That Rundu is irresponsibly disorganized, unprofessional, and it cannot be trusted by its own, residents, because they failed to account. They spent money for the period of 8 years, which they cannot account for. That's an embarrassment of the highest order. There is no such an embarrassment ever. That is an embarrassment to the party which has the majority of the councils, of the councillors in that town council. It's an embarrassment to SWAPO. Because it's SWAPO that has the majority councillors in there. The people that could not account for this, not for a single cent spent. And now we are talking about spending another 100,000 for yeah? Let's go for a short break. We'll come back. So, you don't know how to bury embarrassment. It seems they don't know how to bury, they don't know how to bury embarrassment. See, political parties are supposed to call their councillors to order. Their members they put there to say, if you put a council, you nominate a candidate and say, this is the one that is going to represent the party. Tell them how much of an embarrassment they could be to a party if they become irresponsible. The president said it's no longer business as usual. It must not be a slogan. It must be in practice and must start from the grassroots with town councils. CEOs, mayors.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
You know, sometimes I wish I was your Secretary General of your party. You know, last year, Katima Town Council did that, you know, makes a blunder. And the blunder is discovered that they were exchanging second-hand motorbikes and cars with the plots. And then they become stubborn that they wanted to show muscles. And then they were embarrassingly dissolved. Instead of the mayor to be quiet and sit in there, he comes up with a press conference and makes a big blunder of himself. And then he says, the minister's decision was tribally motivated. Hey! Okay, somebody's asking me, is the show live? Yes, the show is live. You can call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. The show is very live. The lines are open. So the mayor, instead of doing something that, okay, the former mayor, after the dissolution of the town council, the mayor, he created something, and then you bet the mayor comes out and embarrasses himself even further by saying, apparently, what the minister did, the decision to dissolve the council was a tribally motivated decision. So the mayor did not just embarrass himself, he embarrassed his entire tribe. Because the majority of the people that are in a town council, according to that, was from his tribe. So that is also an embarrassment to his tribe, to say his tribe cannot have productive people like himself. Morning.
Good morning, Dr. Franz. How are you?
Morning.
No, I didn't know that. I also thought maybe the show is not live because since you called us to come in and have been coming in.
No, I didn't open the line.
But there was a time today you were announced that, yes, you are also welcome for your opinion.
Yes.
And
when
that made me start calling in.
Okay. But I always say that, but when I open the line, I always indicate lines are open.
But you did mention it today, a few minutes after 7, you did mention it, hence I did call. Otherwise, I couldn't even call.
Okay, maybe I didn't hear myself.
Yeah, even though the topic, the discussion is very important, so I'll wait until you open the line. You know, sometimes we forget. We might end up having, finding ourselves in the office and, you know, issues of that nature.
Yeah, so please, you can go on now. You can go on, you have the floor.
Okay, so thank you very much for the opportunity at the front. So it's true. Yeah, the question that, yes, do we lend our dollars to South African rand and all these other things? And I think this has to go with the movement. So the Vision 2050 SADC one and all these other international obligations or commitments that we are to let or have let five and sign. I think it also give us some that kind of coexistence in terms of currency, economic. I understand it's true, like the governor has said, and I also believe that it also gives us an advantage. Because South Africa, being in a powerhouse in terms of economic development, and they are also developed and developing still. And I think many countries are also developing because of the changing changing in the environment, be it of geopolitics or economic or whatever the case might be. And I agree very well that he has even apologized during the summit that is just going on there. And our mother is also there, Dr. Netumbo Ndaita, the president. And I think there's nothing wrong to align yourself with those currency, you know. Namibia, being a small and young democratic state, why can't we then ascribe ourselves to that as yet? So the other thing that I wanted to say is maybe, of course, I understand the predicament of the mayor of Windhoek. And I think that the Sankwasa really came with that forceful and insightful kind of approach to root out some of those rotten things that have been in the governance system. And that have this is one of the governance failure point that we need to address. If we have to go there for benchmarking kind of mission, is it not a problem? Maybe you want to learn now and say, okay, this type of tribal kind of oriented situation or being just in, you know, a non-entity. Because when you look at those areas like Rundu and Kavango and all these things, all those northern regions, what is it that they do not have? I think Kavango is the second one in terms of having educated cadres, people. So if he's going there for benchmarking, for good practice standards, it's appreciated. But we also need to clean our house before we look at outside. But maybe the Sharia and all these things. So and
if you are a grade one learner or people, you don't go to grade 12. You need to go to grade 2 to learn how they do it there, because that's what you are supposed to go. So going to attend a smart city congress for Rundu is not out, it must be out of question.
Yes, no problem. So because I don't know the type of education that you are talking about, whether you are talking about the formal structure one or informal one. Or the
leave education alone. Just compare Rundu with Barcelona.
Yes. So how did they start? How did Barcelona start? from the Rundu's level or that situation.
No, if Rundu wants to grow well, they must go to Oshakati, which is better than it, and they must Oshakati, ask him how they are running it.
Oshakati is not yet in good shape. So I can tell you that, of course, even though it's better than, it's getting better than Yongodira, where you have your roots in terms of education. So we want to compare, the benchmarking should be done with the city or the people who have made serious progress. So, and I think it's just essential to choose that town. Or if you want to use any other benchmark, it's fine. But to use Osakati or Ndangwa or whatever here, where you still have people who have no toilets and all these other things, schools are still not having school gardening.
That is then what we are talking about. That those people, before they came, they wanted to become smart.
Yes.
Is because they had all the resources, because they have solved, they have met all the basic needs for their citizens. You didn't meet the basic needs for your citizen, and you are already talking about attending smart conferences.
How do you learn how to meet the basic needs of the student if you cannot, if maybe
you don't need a smart conference to learn how to install water to Kehemu. You don't need to go to Barcelona.
I just wanted to know, where do you learn that? You go and learn from the people who are still, Oshakati, who does not still have, they have not met the basic need of the
people. You don't need to take your kindergarten junior to grade 12 for him to learn how to make his bed.
I understand that scenario. Because when he's going there, he's going with the people that you say they are very smart, the exacting ones, the educated ones. And they are going to lead their political leadership there and make sure that they should learn what is it that people have done to address the basic needs of the people. Because you cannot go to the person who is at the same level. Rundu and Kavango, I mean Rundu and Oshakati, are they really different? And I know that Rundu
that's
and Kavango
good,
have got to...
That's a good question.
I'm concluding now with this point. Rundu, Kavango, or whether it's Kavango West, Kavango East, where Rundu East, they should able to now learn from the city that have made progress. Because one, they have got all the resources. They have got the manpower. I told you that I think they are the second educated people in Namibia. So now, what will they learn from Oshakati?
Okay. Good question.
I know Ndjima and Oshakati, they have got good opportunity that the Neshira has really expanded on those things. And if you cannot take up those advantages, now you want to go to Oshakati or Mungurumo or wherever to learn the best practice if they cannot even address the tap water, to just to manage it, not to be vandalized or whatever, destroyed. So thank you, Dr. Franz, for giving me an opportunity.
All right, thank you. 083-288-401. Somebody say, but is there anything to be learned by Rundu in Oshakati? This is a very good question. That can Oshakati really teach Rundu anything? Well, but Rundu must go to Swakopmund. Or at least go to Bloemfontein, next door. Go to Bloemfontein. Go to, you know, certain towns in South Africa that have, go and learn, but to go to Barcelona to go and, for a smart city when you cannot install water. You are going to get that information to come and do what with it. Yes.
Yes, good morning, Franz.
Morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm alright.
Yes.
You say we have eyes to see, we have ears to hear, but none of them is working.
No, you guys don't know how to... You don't know how to use your medulla oblongata.
Yeah.
You see, you don't know how to bury embarrassment. Look, Rundu was just embarrassed last week by Parliament.
Now they are adding more.
Now they want to add more again.
That's how we do it in Namibia. Welcome to Namibia, the land of the brave. That's how we do it. And those people who done like that, they will be promoted. The one who is doing more job can see by ordinary Namibian, you'll be what? Demoted. That's how we do it in Namibia. I'm telling you. That's why when you are saying Lundu people, they need to go to Oshakati. Some people are against it. But you can tell that there's total difference between Lundu and Oshakati. You cannot do a comparison at all. Lundu doesn't even have the match at all in Oshakati. Total different. When you come in with the service delivery, you talk about even infrastructure, you talk about the road. They are total even employment creation. There are more employment in Oshakati compared to Rundu. So I don't know if there's anything wrong with Rundu people to come and to rent from Oshakati. Then going to Barcelona, which is totally different. You cannot tell me Barcelona and Rundu, there will be something even. You're already talking about even like what electricity. But Barcelona, they deal with those things in 1940. People are talking, whether the people are talking about smart cities, about everything. We're talking about like transport-wise, you're talking about even like a network, which is totally different from Rundu. They go to Rundu and talk. You are not even talking about the gravel road only. Talk about the portal everywhere. So it's very, sometimes that's what I'm saying. We waste money in nothing which is not contributing to our economy or to our own well-being of our people. It's the same, huh? I think also the mayor of Windhoek also, he was in somewhere in I think in Rwasa or Oslo. Where's Oslo?
Oslo is Norway.
Yeah, I think he was in Norway. Just imagine. He went to Norway. Windhoek is just having a portal everywhere. Water shortage. Go to Havana now, and then you see how the people are running up for water. They are like, you think maybe you are, even if we are passing by, you may even stop to go and check. Maybe people are getting a drought relief, what they call it? Handout. Because they queue. That is the problem. And those are things which we are always talking. Say, no, guys, let us have a put the money on good use. Instead of, how do you come to the conclusion to save one person instead of saving 10 people? And that's what we do in Namibia. Instead of saving 10 people, you're going to save one person. Let's imagine now. What does he contribute anything if the mayor got what? To Barcelona? Does it coming to change anything in Rundu at all? Even we're talking about smart city. This guy's just going there to enjoy himself. Take selfies. Come back that he was in Barcelona. It's not even going to have a report that it is what people are doing there. And well, we saw it so many times. People are going out, but you never come. When they come back, you never see any report that they are addressing that. This is what they discovered that side. This is what we need to go to this direction. Never. They go there and then have a good time. They come back. They forget even the purpose what they went for when they are there. It's really, really, I think, sometimes that the way we do things in Namibia. And it's a hard time, I think. People, when they are coming up with these nonsense things, they need to be fired. Who come to the term that, yes, we need to send the mayor? In what reason, even? There are so many things, man. Especially when you are talking about Rundu, how many times we see people who are calling even to this program, complaining about the road, talking about a network, complaining about even electricity. But you have money to save for the mayor to go and have a good time at Barcelona. in terms of what smart city. Sometimes I think our authority is somewhere really, we are not using our head at all. We let I think we are using our stomach instead of using the brain. And it's not taking us anyway, seriously. I think sometimes instead of you to travel, we learn this in Corona, where people are having Zoom meeting. People who can see, even like now, if they want to attend that meeting of Barcelona, you can do it in with your laptop, in your comfort at home. Why should you spend a lot of people, because that money doesn't count, it come from your pocket, you don't care. But you can see that you're less than, for you to be a retired, it's because people are so feeling. But this is not the way to pay back to the people. At all. And I think it's a hard time. Because sometimes when Sangwasa is saying, no, I'm not going to renew one of the CEO. People, even some of them, they start even complaining, no, Sangwasa is doing too much. No, he's not supposed to do that. He's a land minister, but he's not supposed to do that because that is why people apply with their what? With their qualification. They are not appointed like him. But really, sometimes they... A leader, you just have to do what is right to everybody. Because we don't need to buy faces anymore. It's been 6 years up to now, but my friend, our country is not doing anyway. No way we can see, in this department or this industry, at least we are doing something better. Master France, I want also to touch a bit on our dollar with the rent. Yeah, using Master France, we cannot separate to the rent. Because if you look now, everything which we do is indexed to South African land because we don't produce anything. Nothing. What else our dollar relying on? If we just distance ourselves, even Angola Kwanja to be better. For you to buy bread. I'm telling you, you might have ended up with the whole Katoroli just to go and buy bread, full of Namibian dollars. Because the way I'm looking at it, we are not, our money is not even attached to anything like what we produce, not even our fish, just lying there. That's why when you go to South Africa, if you're having 1,000, you may end up getting 700. When we are changing it. And remember, even in Angola, our Namibian dollars only walk up to Santa Cruz somewhere on Jibati. To go to Rwanda, nobody will take it. But South African land, they can, everywhere. That's why I'm was like, what was this, so difficult for our SADC to start using South African land? Because if it's the land, they can work in Namibia, in Angola, in Zambia, Zimbabwe. So what's so difficult? For somehow we get to work in SADC. Because I'm looking at now, they're having a SADC meeting. And I see Ramaphosa is apologizing for SADC people, and then I'm like, no. Why does he have to apologize? He doesn't have to tell him the strike. Because, guys, fix your house. That's why your people are coming to our country. Because you are not doing enough. And this is what is happening even like in Norundu, what is people are doing in Norundu. That's why you think... Do you think that's why if you come to Windhoek here, you go to Stop and Shop? That is what? It's already a Lundu people town. Then that's why they have had to move from Rundu to come to Windhoek because kind of things which are happening for mayor to be sent with that man instead of fixing water which is needed by the people or sanitation. Anyway, Master Franz, let me give other people a chance.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
All right. You can do the same. We have ample time. It's just 12 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. We are here. Maybe I'm wrong. Should the mayor go to Barcelona? Or should he just rather, make a conference to say, guys, let's learn from town councils that are doing better. Because we got a report that Swakopmund is doing better. How many town councils would want to go to Swakopmund and learn a thing or two? And then they can come back to serve their people. Now, I was telling you of the mayor of Katima. I was telling you that when they got dissolved, instead of saying, okay, the mayor now the mayor made a press conference. And he was there talking. Apparently, the dissolution of the town council of Katima, what the minister did was tribally motivated. Tribally motivated. Huh? When I heard that, I said, my God, my goodness, or my godness. When your tribe has been the majority in the town council and they've been unproductive to the level of exchanging cars with land, valuable cars, appreciating land versus depreciating motorbikes. And you are talking about your tribe, you're not tribally motivated. That's an embarrassment to the entire tribe. That is an embarrassment to the entire tribe. And you know the tribe I'm talking about. So the mayor was not supposed to come out and say those things. You were just supposed to be quiet. Because the dissolution of the council itself is an embarrassment. Not only to you as an individual, to your party, to your political party. That's why parties like, you know, IPC and others came out to say, no, you are just supposed to call off your swapo councillors. Not to call off the whole council. To say, no, swapo councillors were the majority. So when we touch them, we touch all of you. Because you as an opposition, you know, councillor, you were there, sitting, watching things being done. You didn't come out in the public to say, this is what happened. So because you did not speak out, it means you were also part of whatever happened. So there's no one who will come out and now claim innocence here. All of you in the same dustbin. Because you see, as an opposition, you were supposed to come out and say, hey, central government, here's what is happening in Katima. Swapo councillors have exchanged motorbikes and, you know, used fortuners with land. You were supposed to have come out and said, but you didn't come out, which means you were part and parcel of the activity. So when the broom came, it got you. The mob, when the broom came, the mob came. You were in the, everyone that was a councillor last year is now in a political dustbin. And I don't think your parties will call you again to be councillors. Never. Again. Because you became an embarrassment to your political parties. It's tribally motivated. You people, do you know what you are talking about? Do you know what you are talking about? Or do you know what you are doing? Zero 83 2 8 4 0 1, that's the number in studio. Officials, people that are working for government, they don't know. Most of them, they don't know what they are doing. Seriously speaking. I don't need to put my head on the block on this one. Most government officials, you guys don't know what you are doing. You see, now, the independence candidate, I think it was Mbangu, who said, sometimes political parties speak, and I said it, Friday? Or the other time, who said, you know, the danger of, you know, the problem with non-academic versus academic is that the problem is that the party do not look at the academic prowess, the academic and the intellectual power when they are nominating whoever is going to be to stand in for them. They look at, you know, commitment. Okay, let's go for a short break. We'll come back. Because we need to hammer this one. Let's go and come back. We are going strong, come back strong. Let me first check. Okay. Yes.
Yes, Tante France. I think I left something very important when I mentioned about Honorable Samkwasha. And I think there is also a misconception that has been going on, and it's becoming a habit that, yes, the politicians are not academic. So they never, perhaps, they haven't acquired some kind of academic credentials, which I believe need to be disputed. Because, for example, like Honorable Minister Samkwasha, and I have sat with him in different platforms. So, and look at the qualification. We are not saying that because you have a qualification and these other things that maybe you are more knowledgeable than other people who might not have qualification. That's not what we are saying. Hence, I mentioned about the informal education system that we most don't talk about. So let's not always criticize for the sake of criticism, but we want constructive criticism that will improve the leadership. Like I was saying, if the person, I have stayed in Oshakati now, I think, for the past 1 year and some months because of my mission there. But when you look at Oshakati, and I'm very proud of the mayor in Oshakati, the kind of strategic plan and the vision that he has for that area. That's why you saw your people now from Ongwediva saying that
you are now contradicting yourself, because that is why I was saying Rundu must come to Oshakati and learn.
No, if the mayor
has strategic plans that are better, that mayor must link to the with the Rundu mayor so that the Rundu mayor learns a thing or two.
The Rundu mayor can go to Sogomundo. Barcelona, where they have done the best. Because when you look at Oshakati, like I said, I have been in Oshakati and Ongwediva, let me lump them together. What is it that you can tell us here? Eh? So we want to see how did they start it. What were the issues? What were the factors? Was it because of the money? Was it because of the personnel? The people here are highly educated. So what is it that in Oshakati? Do you have a VTC? Rundu, they have got a VTC there. And many of those tourism kind of establishments.
There is Valombola Vocational Center there.
Valombola Vocational Center, the whole of last year and this year. I know one of my son, I took him there, he did the wedding and fabrication. Now I wanted the one of them again to get him there. since last year. He didn't get in there. So is that a vocational training center that you can now rely on? That's why I'm talking about you in convert your Mugurume, convert him in Oshakati, Pumbu Secondary School, or whatever the case might be, into technical kind of school subjects. So what is it Oshakati that can give us? Nothing. So go to Barcelona, you benchmark and say, yes, this is how we started. We started from the scratch, and here we are now. Oshakati, you must go and learn, you know, from Mongobima, perhaps. Still. Not even Ondangwa. Ondangwa is the same thing. So please, let's see, when we are talking about benchmarking, we are actually benchmarking with best practice, whether it's in economic or whatever that you are talking about. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Uncle Bona. Right, you can come through. You can come through. Twenty-four minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. Yeah, Kobona says no, we should not stereotype, not every politician. No, we are saying when the party is speaking, the parties are not looking at the qualifications. They are looking at commitment and all other things, which are very important. And at the same time, if the parties could say, okay, whosoever wants to be a counselor must have a master's degree, you will come and go and you come again and say, okay, the party is just for those who are educated, not all of us. So, but the danger of, you know, being appointed and you don't understand, because, you know, most people who become CEOs are people who are academically sound. And if you only know English, the English of just putting sentences together as long as you can be heard, you might not really express yourself better. Yeah, but that's where we stand. We still have ample time together. We still have ample time together. Okay, so we leave the Rundu issue. We leave the Rundu issue and we talk about you know, the issue of pension, where the government is making consultations to establish a new pension fund for everyone. And people are saying it will come and be have a strain in the pockets of the lower income people and macro and medium, you know, it's macro and small and medium entrepreneurs, you know, will be affected. Because people will not have anything to take home with as far as salary is concerned if there is a compulsory pension deduction. So, and we even hear that, you know, Social Security will also increase by September. So people will not have anything to take away, to take home with. Like we said with Bank of Namibia. Bank of Namibia is saying that where is that? Okay. I I'm looking for, there's a statement. There's a statement made here. Okay. So, the statement says, to the community and how to the business community and households. Who don't have, they don't feel the impact. No, they don't feel the impact of the maintaining of the peg to the rand. That is not felt on the ground by somebody who is having a low income or somebody who is by a low income somebody whose money comes goes to rent and paying back loans or cash loans for that matter. So even if you say the economy is growing at 4.5%, and IMF is very happy to say, Namibia, wow, your economy is growing, man. You have hit a 7%. That's very powerful. Surpassing even, you know, other countries that are, you know, big industries. That will be a celebration by the central bank and other people. But not by somebody that is a street vendor. A street vendor does not even know there was a growth in the economy. Because it seems that their situation does not change. Most people live from hand to mouth. You get the money, you go and buy food. Or you pay rent, you buy food. Some people even are now, you know, now hardly buy new clothes. So even if you say that the
Rimonene akololo internet yendelela to itulirwa moshari. Ove tokupifanata ngoshimaruwa shifike pedola danamibi wa mawaveja avari na mafele ya tano. Okujame fikula tetela aguste fio mama fikato milongo natuwa September. Itokapulo ufuto shimaruwa shonumba okutulirwa mwe akololo engenge oweli shangifo kontrakta keshe yo Peratus Fiber ile Skyfi. Ototulirwa mwe akololo ripelo internet. Kupifa fio pedola danamibi wa mawaveja avari na mafele ya tano. Omeumbo ilo monge shefa e akulo only nongushu. Talela po peratus.africa /Namibia. De toli shangifanena.
Need some help with the groceries this month? Then USAVE has a competition that is just for you. Every Friday between 1 and 2 p.m., Eagle FM will be giving away a $500 USAVE voucher. To stand a chance of winning the $500 USAVE voucher, all you have to do is follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, X, and Instagram, and be on the lookout for the weekly competition question. USAVE, where good food costs less.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional, and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, we continue. We still have ample time. We still have ample time here. You can still call through and have a conversation. It's 28 minutes to 9. And 9 o'clock, I will be out of here. And Of course, Kusa Mosha will come through. So, now, the fear is that people that are low income earners will not have anything to take home with after deductions of pension. But can there be a national pension fund for everyone? It can. Maybe the government just need to check to say there are people that are getting $800 per month as a payment. Now, if you are getting $800, how much will you contribute towards your pension? Can you say, okay, you will contribute $50 per month so that at least you have $50,000 when you are no longer working that can help you? Because right now, everyone has some funeral cover. Because a funeral cover starts from $50 and $90, $100 somewhere, depending on, you know, how much you want. People are paying. So imagine if we come up with a pension fund to say that is a pension fund, and, you know, will people not be able to pay? Some people say no, people will not be able to afford that. Some people say, no, people can afford. People use money to drink alcohol and all that thing. Maybe that money that they use to drink alcohol, they can use it per month to save. But do you know that people who drink alcohol don't necessarily all the time need to buy alcohol? People who drink alcohol share with others. One person has bought a bottle, and that bottle, everyone has a glass. They are drinking and they are talking. So not everyone with a glass of alcohol in their hands have bought alcohol. And people who drink alcohol are so generous with alcohol to say, if you go there and say, buy for me beer, the person will buy beer immediately. And apparently they don't buy cool drink. When I don't drink alcohol, and my brother said they will never buy cool drink for anyone. Then I said, okay, fine. If you guys are not going to buy me cool drink because I don't drink beer, then forget about me buying you beer. Because I also don't drink beer. But the issue is that not everybody that drinks beer has afforded to buy a bottle. Some people have just shared with others. But the argument is that many will be able to afford in that pension fund, a national pension fund, if it is created. But I don't think the government need to create a new thing altogether. The government must just improve the already existing GIPF. GIPF must just be the one to be used, you know, to just make room for everyone else to come in and invest, be deducted money. The problem in Namibia, we like duplication. GIPF is already doing well. They have up to over $250 billion. Why creating another entity when you have a very successful entity? Just open it up and say, we open a department, a non-government department, where you can be deducted and then you have your pension. That way, it is going to be even easy to manage, because now you create a new entity, you come up with portfolios and then salaries. And Namibians are good at salaries. Once you are appointed as a manager of something in government, hey, 90% of that budget will go for salaries and 10% operation. That's why we are moving Norway. You must get into parastatals and hear how much that those gurus are getting paid. And then versus the services that are offered by those parastatals, you will want to go to heaven immediately. Because there is no tallying. It does not tally. It does not work together. You hear somebody is a CEO and you hear how much money they are getting, and then you look at the company they are running, whether or not it's, you will want to meet your maker because you'll be tired of this world. If you hear their salary and you compare their jobs, their work, you compare the efficiency and productivity and the result, you will be tired of this world and you will want to meet your maker. That's how serious it is. 0832-888-401. Are we able to have pension for everyone? Is that something possible? Can somebody selling, because even somebody selling Kapana can be deducted pension every month. And by the time to say, okay, you're a taxi driver, I no longer want you, you bring my car, you can go to say, oh, look, I'm no longer working. How much is there? No, you have 50,000 or 60,000, or we can give you half of the money so that you can help yourself, but you are not going to pay you, you know, we are not going to give it to you upfront. We are just going to say, okay, it's $3,000 per month until you get a job. When you get a job, we stop paying you, we start deducting you for your pension. So when you are going to be 60 and you say, no, I now want to go back to the village, you can claim your money. It's your pension. Everyone will be able to have hope to say, oh, after I'm done with my work, I will get my pension and then I'll be able to go home and at least improve myself for the remainder of those years. Because nobody knows. Because you see, people when they retire, they think they are going to die in 5 years' time. So they squander the money. But nobody knows how long you are going to live. What if you are going to live up to 80 or 90? So who is going to take care of you those 30 years? You are 65, you retired 5 years ago, and now you don't have money. You see? But you retired 5 years ago, but now you don't have money. What happened? You squandered the whole money because you thought you were going to die in 5 years' time. That's the thinking. You know, old people all the time think that they are going to die soon. Nobody has that guarantee. So pension is possible for everyone to have it. It just depends on how much is being deducted and how much will be determined as pension, how much do you qualify? So that is the, you know, that is just what needed to be put in place. But I just introduced this topic. I'm not going to go deeper in it because we need a guest for this one. I will try by all means today to talk to try to see if we can have a guest that is able to, you know, dissect. If not, may, but in, if not today, that is now today for tomorrow, then next week we might have somebody. I even want the executive director of Social Security to come in, because I also have questions. What is my benefit in Social Security as a man? You know, I'm a journalist here. I'm doing sedentary work. What will happen to me? If nothing happens to me, how do I claim my money? How do I benefit from what is being deducted from my salary every month? My father died and he only got 6,000 from Social Security after paying Social Security for over 40 years. So, he just has 6,000. Is that all? Then something need to be done, because at least for women, but not all the women now. You are in your 40s, you don't have a child, and there is no guarantee that you are going to be pregnant very soon. So what is her benefit? Or maybe when she gets retrenched, they are going to pay her. You are going to say you no longer have work, it must be paid. Okay, that's also something maybe that is possible, but we need the Social Security Executive Director to come here. I will find him. I will find him.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Kalu noka tutu ke pena noka kwadika mbapila opo udidike.
Yo shina ngondo ni fendera yo mbonu ngo mbonu mbosho. Yo upo mono ngondo kwa jamu ngo mafe mbapi ka no yo. Mosimaro amo mosimaro shimbra shi ke pangelo ashi penya no zo. Mona de na 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 ngiro pa no kwini fanga mande mo proga opo.
I fendera ye gumbo komvura nengo kandingo shokomvura. Nzono ahai kombele, nzono ifendera. To fendere shashitorongi sehara, pehajerero. Yehara, omu ashikerero talivuro kumono, okathiringa kukwatera pombele wanji ya. Shoshu imaru wa mzono ahai ukirida kombele wao shirongo.
Kala nakuendela pa mwino programa kusamosha, one mbaishivo. Kumanda fiyo titano, kukujapon longongula, fiyo petata longongo nambali. All right, it's 13 minutes to the hour of 9 o'clock. Huh? I have pulled, eh? We pulled this thing. Uncle Bana and Gabriel are the only one that called thus so far. But the question is, can we have pension for everyone? Is that possible? Is that possible for us to have pension for everyone? That maybe you are paying this per month, and they said this is the period of 5 years, and you know?
So it means that you have been speaking the same language since 2 or 3 days ago, eh?
Which language is that?
So maybe just because you are speaking Greek or speaking Roman mixed with Kanyama, that yes, that is what is visualized in the Swapo manifesto. So that's why I was telling you that yes, those who are working, whether you are working in Eagle FM or wherever, like you said, you are also tired of paying rent of so how much money. Okay. And the vision was, if any person, whether you are working with Soprite, you can also get money. Either for now, I was talking about GIPF. And your same company can also give you a little subsidy. That will depend on how they really want to, whether they have the willing and intention to address the social and economic issues. Housing, for example. So it's the same language that we were speaking to the France.
No, we were not speaking the same language, because you are asserting that GIPF has that, you know, that considerations now. And I'm telling you, they don't have that consideration now, because what they have is government employees who can go there and ask, because they are the ones that are deducted the money.
Yes, that's why I even extended my conversation to you, that my narrative, that yes, even if you want to become entrepreneurs, those who want to become entrepreneurs and they want to build houses, just like the Mr. who's the capital finance, the one that's from Zambezi, doctor. So you can still say, yes, I want to build houses for the lower income earners, and this is what the project that I'm going to do. And the vision, like I'm saying, it is proposed in Swapo Manifesto. I think, unless I heard it wrongly, that anybody, whether you are working with your entity or anybody, if you say now you are working with Soprite, for example,
okay, maybe that is to come. But it is that currently now such thing does not exist.
So, it's a vision, it's a promotional
vision. If you are talking about a vision, I can understand.
Even what is the government is now is proposing. So it couldn't be that they are borrowing from there, so that they can address the burning needs of the people. So what is different? But I'm saying, conclusion, those who want to become entrepreneurs and they want to create wealth through others, they can utilize those avenues, those opportunities that are there. Walk into GIPF, whether your mother or father has contributed or you not, and say present your viable project there. And you can go and build houses just like the capital project is doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, yes. Uncle Bana.
Welcome, sir.
Yes. Yeah, that's the future, according to Uncle Bana, reading the manifesto. Whether or not he understood it correctly or wrongly, that's another thing. But what do you have to say? you also, who understand and you are quiet. And then you go and say, they say things that are not in you know, they say things that are not correct. Well, we give you the opportunity to come in and also correct things. Don't speak in corridors. We don't speak in corridors. We speak in the public. So we speak in the open. We don't speak in the corridors. When you go into the corridors, we are not part of that. Yes.
Yes, Master France.
Hmm.
Yes, I'd like to come back again for the last topic.
Yes.
Yeah, the proposal is good, Master France. And I can say that it's over to you. But the problem, maybe you're supposed to think of this to adjust the salary for the people. My friend, I'm telling you, what even South African company retailers, apart from Lani Group, they're also not paying people. I'm telling you. There are people who are even getting like what? They are working only like a casual for more than even 4 years, but this person is only getting like what? 300 a week. If you put that money together, it's just going down 1 point something, which is not taking you anywhere. Because for you today, to buy your whole grocery, I'm talking about food stuff only, not even about to like, maybe want to add like domestic and whatever. It will cost more. That's why today, if they adjust the salary, I think it will work. Because I'm telling you, people need this security. And that's why we see young people are more affected. That's why you see the person is getting a salary today and tomorrow doesn't have it because he spent it even in alcohol or something. There's no obligation that people who are at least, they are putting their money on the good use. Somewhere like now, everybody knows that when it comes to housing even, it's something else in the media. But if you give a people like something for they know it's a mortgage working toward that. People, they're able to save their car, literally what they're getting. But we might rather, Master Father, what has got? Imaru am money, Imaru has got,
yeah. We am quatica sham money.
Yeah, no, Imaru am quatica sham money. Which is true. How many people we see getting salary, even like our politician? But after they are not elected, you can see this person is even living. He used to be honorable, very important person, but now when you see him, you are feeling sorry for him. An open level. Ma, we take actually, I think it will work for us. Especially when you look even NAMPOST also can be introduced in that regard. Maybe where they can come up with a small portion of what? Insurance. Then it is, because these are already in it which I'm seeing. For government, they are doing really good. It's NAMPOS and the GIPF, and maybe only for NAMPOWER, yeah, NAMWATER, apart from those others. And remember one thing, that the government created this in this SOS company, not only for providing service, even when it comes to government, I mean, job creation. But how many of them we see them even advertising? Talk about NAMPOWER, talk about even NAMWATER. You never see them recruiting even more than 1,000 person in annual base. That's the problem I think what we're having. And if you look at their CEO, how much money they are getting monthly. My friend, you'll be surprised, man. If these people are talking about Namibian company or they are talking about a company from Russia or maybe UK. Well, the guys are getting salary with them. I'm telling you, salary can get out for more than 50 people. It's only going for one person. And that's the problem. Look at Transnamib. How much is the CEO getting? But when you look at Transnamib, one of the worst companies. Every time they're having bailouts, left and right. So I think really it's a welcome suggestion. I think it's to work. Because a lot of people, they need really something security for the future. Not all of the people are thinking of like, if you are, let me say now, if you are in construction, your salary when you get it, they, apart from social security deducting you, what else? Most of the people who go to for private insurance, they just wait. I mean, they don't care about it. For they're really lying for the security because they know they are working at a high risk industry. If they get injured, they get that proportion of payout. But talking about even social security, they are not really doing very good. These are people who support even to introduce a ban. When SME ban corrupt, at least there was an opportunity for them to come in on board. But I'm telling you, they are not even spending their money. They are just there. Money are just idle. They are not even using that money in good use to invest in something. People are talking about even people are more, building more. What is this police money are doing? They are just there. They are not even really investing in back to the community where the money is coming from. Anyway, Master Franz.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Have a good day. All right, we have come to the end of our program, and it's time for me to hand over the mic to Nalvanda Ukapatekatoka Kamani Yashpanga. So there is one that is going to do Kusamosha. And then we meet again tomorrow.